Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 election process from the studios of KHOI in the heart of Iowa.
The rest of the world, the rest of the nation is watching. And Virginia, turn Virginia all blue.
Former Vice President Joe Biden urging folks to get out the vote ahead of today's elections. Voters in Virginia, Mississippi, and Louisiana vote for their state legislators today. And Kentucky joins Mississippi and Louisiana in also choosing a governor.
Think about how close these elections have been. Every single solitary thing you do matters.
In Iowa, the focus today is on municipal elections. At an NAACP-hosted presidential forum in Des Moines over the weekend, Iowa-Nebraska NAACP President Betty Andrews made the case for every election.
We need you to help us fight so that we can win. And the way you do that is not only do you make sure that you get to the poll, but because you're the choir and you're going to sing to several other people and make sure they get to the polls. Because our local elections also matter.
For over a year, Des Moines locals have been asking the city council for an ordinance banning racial profiling, a goal today's mayoral candidates have all said they support. At the presidential forum, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker shared his personal history with racial profiling.
I'm the only person in this race that may be able to tell stories about being disproportionately pulled over, having yourself surrounded by police officers, guns drawn, followed in department stores. It has been a life purpose of me to change this criminal justice system that disproportionately targets young black men like I used to be before I got old and bald.
Entrepreneur Andrew Yang's economic policy is often seen as targeting the anxiety of white working class voters who went for President Trump in 2016. But he explained there's more to it than that.
Retail, call centers, truck driving, manufacturing, these jobs are disappearing. It's going to be particularly disastrous for communities of color. This is what I think of as an economic natural disaster. And who suffers most in a natural disaster? We know. It's people of color with lower levels of economic resources, access to capital.
Former Housing Secretary Julian Castro emphasized that to win the election in 2020, the nominee will need to be able to connect with minority voters. And not all Democrats can.
The African-American vote fell from 66% to 59.5%. You think about cities like Milwaukee, Philadelphia, Detroit, that are so important to winning Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. We need to elect a candidate that can speak to and excite the coalition of people that Barack Obama excited in 2008 and then take that to the next level.
In other news, California Senator Kamala Harris scored an invite yesterday to hold a town hall with the Culinary Workers Union in Las Vegas, whose endorsement is one of the most powerful in Nevada Democratic politics. From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.